Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. Since in the previous Mishnah we quoted Rabbi Akiva's opinion that even a karka kol shehu, even the smallest amount of land, is obligated in Peah, so we're going to continue talking about various items that a karka kol shehu, that even the smallest amount of land, is relevant to. The Mishnah opens with the halacha of a shchiv merah. Shchiv merah is a person who's on their deathbed, and normally the halacha is that if a person gives away their nechasim, they tell people that they're giving away their belongings on their deathbed, then if they give away everything and give it to particular people in their lifetime, they want it to be effective before they die. If they recover, then everything they gave away reverts back to them, because it's not considered they were giving away everything just on the basis of the fact that they thought they were going to die, so they had no need for any property or anything. However, if they leave something over for themselves, and they only give away part of what they own, then what they're showing is not they're not giving away because they think they're dying. They're giving away because they're giving it away, and therefore, even if they get better, they can't retract on what they gave away. That's the subject of our Mishnah. Kosev nechasev shchiv merah. Somebody writes away his belongings, everything that he owns when he's a shchiv merah, when he's on his deathbed, then shir karka kol shehu, if he left over even the smallest amount of land for himself and didn't give that away, he can't take that with him, so matnasa matana, so even if he recovers and he gets better and does end up dying, he can't take back all the things that he gave away because he was keeping something for himself. That indicates that his matana that he was giving away was what we call a matnas bari, was the same thing as somebody who's healthy who gives something away. However, lo shiar kako kol shehu, if he did not leave anything over for himself, he gave everything away, in matanos and matana, if he recovers, then we do not look that his gifts were actually gifts, but rather it reverts back to himself. The Mishnah tells another halacha regarding karka kol shehu, hakosev nechasev levanov, somebody who is, before he dies, instead of leaving everything to inheritance, he divides up in his lifetime the things to his sons, the various belongings. Some understand this case is talking about a shchivera. Some understand it's talking about even by a man who's a bari, who is well. But he did it in his lifetime. V'kasav l'ishto karka kol shehu. And then he included his wife together with all of the sons. She was being treated like one of the sons, and he gave her even the most minute amount of karka. Ibduk suvasa, if she doesn't protest, if she doesn't say otherwise, she doesn't indicate anything other than acquiescence, she has lost her ksuva, because it's understood that he's treating her as, when he's giving away his estate in his lifetime, he's treating her like one of the sons and giving them various portions that would be effective in his lifetime. And by not saying anything, she's agreed to take her role as one of the sons instead of getting the ksuva that would normally come to her. Now, Rabbi Yossi Omer, im kibla aleha, he goes even further. He says, once she's just verbally accepted upon herself, af al pishal o kasav la, even if he didn't write it down for her, still ibda ksuva, so she still would have lost her ksuva under those circumstances.